Welcome to Dream Big with Jill Jack, a show that will inspire, educate, and encourage you to break down your barriers and follow your heart. Here's your host, Jill Jack, on Empower Radio.
Well, well, well. I just want to give a big shout out to my producer, Remy, who handles all of us computer challenged people during this pandemic. And his patience is beyond this world. So love you, Remy. And you just sent me a heart. How cute is he? So welcome to Dream Big. Dream Big from my house. This is a pandemic, and I know we're usually don't talk in time frames, but I think it's important that we do. And you know, it's a strange time, but and every day I wake up in a different mood. So today I woke up in this incredible mood. I bounded out of bed. The sun is shining in Michigan. It's warm. I ate my breakfast out on the porch and my dog was so happy. And I'm excited that the rest of the day is going to be beautiful. And this just goes to show you that what we do with our minds is so important. Even when you're not in a pandemic, if I allowed my mind when I woke up to go to that place where, you know, my gig schedule is totally washed out, my clients aren't coming for Dream Big because they're worried about their own incomes and their life and we can't get together anyway. So if I allowed myself to go there, what kind of day would I have? Instead, I chose the other way. And so it's not just about being in a good mood. And it's not about being in denial either, but it's about having choices, and we all have them. It's not always easy. For example, yesterday I did this, I've been doing this soul stirring Sunday concerts. And for some reason, I can't figure it out. Maybe somebody can help me with this, but it's so hard for me. I get really emotional. I get nervous. And here's like, I don't have to worry about, you know, filling a venue. I don't have to worry about dealing with, you know, owners or, you know, just packing the place and selling enough tickets. I mean, all I have to do is show up and sing. But for some reason, that's really mentally hard for me. And I think part of it is I don't know if it's the right thing to do. But the love I get from it is incredible. People say, even if it's just one person that sends you an email, for example, I got a message saying that from one of my fans that her father passed away at 1 o'clock. And my Facebook concert was at 3. And she tuned in and she said it was something that she totally needed, that it helped her through her trauma of losing her father and not being able to be with him. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, so, but getting back to my state of mind, every day is different. And I am at home, blessed to be home with my husband and my daughter. And every day I notice a difference in their personalities too. One of them might be sad. One of them might be angry. That's usually my husband. And one of, you know, or I'm melancholy, or I'm annoying because I'm like full of energy and I have no place to put it type thing. So all I can say is like, we have to be really good to ourselves, and none of us have ever been through this in the whole world. I mean, yes, maybe somebody on the planet has been through that. I doubt it, that one flu pandemic way, way, way back. But there's been other things that people have seen, you know, the Cold War and things like that. But this is, we're going through this all together. So I was trying to figure out what I could do for today's show. And this is what happens when you have a lot of time on your hands. So I decided that I would take the word pandemic, and I would take each letter and connect it with a word that means something positive. And this goes hand in hand with your brain. So while you have all of this information about the pandemic, while you could turn on the news, consistently and make your head spin, or even, you know, talk to other people who are worried, things like that. You can fill your whole brain with all of this information and fear and what have you, or you could do this game with me. And so I decided that pandemic, P, I started with P, obviously, and I think the most important thing for me is peace of mind. I believe that peace of mind is what is going to get me through to be supportive of my friends and family, to be supportive of my fans, to bring me closer to my faith, to quiet my brain. And while doing that, while having this peace of mind, I'm actually helping my immune system, because you look in any details of any kind of information regarding science and your body, and stress is a very, very difficult thing on your body. So if you have peace of mind, and ladies and gentlemen, it's free, it's just a choice. It can be a very hard choice to get to, but that's when you reach out. And when I say reach out, it doesn't even have to be like to a person. You reach out to something that calms you. For example, I have books upon books next to what I consider my prayer corner. And if my peace of mind is not there, I sit quietly and I read. Now, other times, I'll turn on the Hallmark channel. Other times, I'll paint. Other times I'll go out and rake the three leaves that are left because I keep raking. I hate raking, and I'm raking every day. So what is something that brings you peace of mind? And make a list of things. Anything that makes you feel light instead of heavy, that will bring you to your peace of mind. It might be looking at old photos on your phone. It might be looking at your favorite vacation pictures. It might be the idea of, hey, after all this is done, I want to go on vacation, so I'm going to look up where I was supposed to be right now, Switzerland, you know, and learn more about it. Maybe learn a different language. What is something that you've been putting off that you haven't done? These kind of things. And I don't mean like work. I mean something fun. We have this gift right now. We have this amazing gift of doing nothing. And that's for most of us anyway. Some of us are still working. But for the most part, most of us are not. And so what is it that could bring you, like, you know, that time when you're sitting at your day job and you're like, man, I really wish I could do this right now, instead of sitting here, do that. I have my friend Dale, who is an incredible music producer, and I hadn't heard from him. And we normally talk about every other day or so. So I reached out to him and I said, what are you doing? And he sent me a photo of, he was painting furniture. He said he's never done it before. He took this old dresser and he refurbished it. It looked gorgeous. It looked like something you buy from Pottery Barn. And he just said he was enjoying himself so much. Now, this is a guy, if he's not creating, he is cranky. I mean, cranky. And obviously, he can't record people in his studio because you can't be around anybody. So here he is finding something to do. And he did such a good job. So he's actually expanded his creativity, which that's what I tell everybody. Like, what about cooking? You know, and I just got a message in my brain, which Remy, my producer, is going to laugh. So I think what I am going to do is learn more about technology while I'm down. Well, I have nothing to do. I'm going to learn how to set up my computer right so that when we do these things, I know what I'm doing. Remy says I can do it and I believe him. So I'm going to do that. But what about if you've never cooked before? There's recipes all over the place. There's this one website that I love. It's called Delish.com. And the reason I love it is because it's simple ingredients. It's super easy and fast. And it's dullish, obviously, so not to be corny. But so these are the things that, you know, my family's doing. We're talking. My daughter does calligraphy, and she's actually making our week menu on my chalkboard in the kitchen. Little things like that bring you peace of mind. We have limited things to think about right now because we don't have to be anywhere. We don't have a deadline. We don't have this. We don't have that. So what do we have? And we are nature's, you know, human people that really like control. So for all of you who can't peacefully let go of things, then find something that you feel that you can control, like a painting. Anything you want to paint, color by number. It's awesome. Play a game, do a puzzle. Okay, so that's P, and I ended up on puzzle. So there you go. Do one of your own. What would bring you, what message or word comes to mind when you think of the letter P? And then you fill that in. So A, I put down answered prayers. So there's the strangest thing, right? So here I am, and I, in a matter of 24 hours, all my gigs for March and April and May are washed away. I mean, literally just, I felt like the rug was pulled out from underneath me. And I had no idea what to do. My head was spinning. And I was like, oh my God. But all I kept thinking is so many times at my Dream Big client meetings and during my shows, I tell people that the possibilities are endless. And that if you believe, you know, when it's beyond reason to believe, good things will come. So the amazing thing happened. So, like I said, all my shows were canceled except for one. And it was right before Michigan did the whole shutdown. And the funny thing was, is how that whole thing came about, that gig, was months and months ago. I went out to dinner with my girlfriends. Now, this is how the universe works. This is how God works. Months and months ago, I shouldn't say months ago, but February, I went out with my girlfriends to celebrate one of their birthdays, and we went to a restaurant that I'd never been to, and we walked in, and a friend of mine, I say a friend, we don't know each other really, but we're musicians, and so that kind of just gives us that friendship. We've watched each other from afar with our schedules. He works his tail off. His name is Steve Taylor. He's amazing. Anyway, I walked in, and he was playing, and I'm like, oh, that's nice. We can listen to Steve. I've always wanted to hear his show. So, of course, my girlfriends begged me to get up and sing with him, and we had a great time. And I had a few cocktails in me, and I said, Steve, how come you never asked me to do these songwriter and the Brown things? And he said, gosh, Jill, I didn't think you would do them. I thought you were kind of above that. And I'm like, above that? What? And so, you know, we discussed it. And then the next day he sent me a message, and I'm like, oh boy, I have to say yes now. And I'm like, oh my God. So I said yes to the gig. Well, fast forward, we get hit with a pandemic. And at the time, Michigan had a very low rate still, but it was looking like we were going to have to shut down the state, that we weren't going to be able to go out. But this is the only gig that had not been physically canceled. It had been canceled to the audience. Nobody could come in. But the owner at 20 Front Street, Alan Goetz, had asked me if I would be willing to do the show live stream. They'd have two really professional cameras, and there's three other songwriters, Steve obviously running the whole show. And I said, absolutely. And, you know, lo and behold to me, that was the last gig I really did out. And it was magical. Now, this is where that, you know, believe when it's beyond reason to believe. You know, I had quit my day job. Like, you know, my husband wasn't thrilled with that when I did that, to do music full time and do Dream Big full time. And so now was a perfect reason for him to get upset, right? Because it's like, if I had a day job, I could possibly get my paychecks, even if I wasn't there. And being a musician, it's not going to happen. And so here I am And we put it up on YouTube and we invited people to watch from their home. And now normally I wouldn't make a lot of money doing this show. As a songwriter in the round, you kind of got to split it. I could not believe we raised $5,000 that night. And we split it with the venue, who was hurting. The venue's hurting, my God. You know, they're just trying to stay afloat. So we split it with the venue, and like, I could make my house payment. You know what I mean? It was like, that's where these miracles happen. So while we're feeling inundated and just pressure on our shoulders of like, how are we going to get through this? And most of us, most of America lives paycheck to paycheck. And I know that we're supposed to plan for a rainy day, but who could plan for the pandemic rainy day? I mean, yes, I'm sure there's people out there who make a lot of money who are feeling quite secure, but most of us are not there. So what can I do? A, answered prayers. I have to continually keep my heart open and know that my prayers will be answered, that the universe, God, whatever you believe in, is there for you. And while you're overwhelmed with worry, worry doesn't do anything but cause you stress, which again takes away the letter P, which is peace of mind. We're all in this together. No one's coming after you right now to take your house or your car. No one is, you know, keeping you from your life, really. You're living in your home. You're breathing. You're healthy, thank God. And for those of you that are not healthy, please ask for help. So my answered prayers are the things that keep me going. And so when I'm feeling down, I go back to those memories of those answered prayers, knowing that it's possible, knowing that there are miracles out there waiting for me if I stay open to them, and that they will, it will happen and we will all survive, which then will bring me back to the letter P, peace of mind. So what do you think about that? I think it's good. What is your choice for the letter A? Write it down. Okay, so the next one, N. That is what the thing I thought with N was needs, N-E-E-D-S. Are my needs being met? Yes. Isn't that weird? They are. In the middle of a pandemic, my needs are being met. Now, I'm really blessed, but I think we all, hopefully, most of us are having that where our needs are met. It doesn't mean that the needs of what they were a month ago or 3 months ago are the same as what the needs are now. So what are your needs now? Well, mine are simple. Get enough rest. Be creative with my food and not wasteful. Keep my space and distance from people so that if I'm a carrier, I'm not hurting anyone. So while I do need to deal, you know, see people, I can FaceTime them. Thank God this pandemic happened in this era, because we can FaceTime. We don't have to be alone. I FaceTimed 3 people yesterday. My girlfriends and I had a FaceTime wine night the other night. It was awesome. We got to stay in our pajamas and nobody put makeup on. It was fantastic. So are your needs being met? And if they're not, why not? How much of that is you keeping yourself from having your needs met? And how much of that, and what I mean by that is, if you can't do it yourself, there's got to be someone out there that can help you. Whether it just be a positive, uplifting thought, I can be here. Send me an email. Jill@jilljack.com. We can chat. It's up to us to know what our needs are. And it's up to us to follow through to make sure we meet them. Because nobody is a mind reader. My husband, as much as, well, I don't think he'd ever want to be in my brain. But if I don't tell him what my needs are, sometimes he doesn't know. In other words, if I need a hug and he's talking about, okay, for example, before we go to bed at night, he always wants to give me the numbers of deaths from the pandemic. And I'm like, no. So finally, I think by the fifth day of being in quarantine, I said, okay, we can't do this. You can't do this to me right before I go to bed. You can't give me statistics like this. You've got to do something else. You've got to give me something lighter to think about. And so that's how I make sure my needs are met. I literally told him I wanted him to describe to me what my farm would look like if I lived on a farm. And he explained how he would build it, what it would look like, what the cows would be like, what it would look like with me feeding the chickens in the morning. And we both were so peaceful by the end. We slept fantastic, but I made sure my needs were met. And I'm going to make sure his needs are met too, you know? So, all right, let's move on. So D, I put D, drink tea. Now, yesterday I didn't want to drink tea. I wanted to drink a margarita, so I did. But what is D? D could be anything for you guys. I'm going to speed up a little bit because I'm going to run out of time. So E. E, everyone is going through this. If that doesn't make you feel not alone, I don't know what will. But everyone is going through this. There is not a single person on this planet that is not going through this. Isn't that a crazy idea? Okay, M. M, obviously, for me is music. Music for when I cook, music when I want to sing, music when I want to sleep, music when I want to meditate, all of those things. Music is so important to me and is so uplifting. So people, put on some music, whether it be chanting of the monks or just some rock and roll to get you moving and dancing and exercising. Okay, I put internet. Internet usage, good and bad. So knowing that the internet is our friend because we can stay connected to people, know it can be your enemy too. Be careful. Be careful how much you stay on it. We are now coming into spring. Get outside. You can do that. You can go for a walk. Put a mask on. Enjoy the weather. But also use the internet for the right things. Reach out to people. You know, if there's somebody you haven't seen in a while, FaceTime them. It's awesome. I have so many friends in California. I FaceTime them. Really crying yesterday, which brings me to C. Cry. And why I put that instead of like care or something else is because a lot of times we feel like crying is a weakness. It's not. Oh my God. It's like a baptism. You know, you literally get it out of your system. Crying is good. You know, we live in a society where everybody says crying is weak. It's a sign of weakness. My daughter found out her friend was being deployed. She is a Navy reserve and she's a nurse. And she found out that she was leaving yesterday for New York. I mean, this girl felt like a daughter to me, feels like a daughter to me. And my daughter was a wreck. It's her best friend. And she was sobbing. And my daughter's like one of those people that doesn't like to cry a lot either, but sobbing. And she's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh my God, don't be sorry. Crying is good. So while we're going through these emotions, whether it be laughing into tears, which I did the other day, which was crazy, or just telling someone that you love them and you start crying, it's okay. Get it out. Get it out of your body. It's so healthy. So this is my little game, and I really enjoyed doing it. And while it didn't take long, it made for a good radio show, I think. And so I want you to do that with yourself. Take pandemic and use each letter and write down something positive out of it. Maybe even draw if you're an artist, or even if you're not an artist, draw a picture, picture that means something. Anything, and I'm not saying live in denial, but anything to uplift your spirits. Those are your choices. You have peace of mind or you have crazy. I prefer peace of mind, thank you. And it's good for your soul. It's good for your health. Stay in the zone. Stay in the positive. And when you have those bad days, let them happen. Cry. That's what C is for. All right. With that, I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. And I love you, Remy. Thank you for helping me get on this radio show and being there for all of us on Empower Radio, and you too, Brent, our fearless leader. Without you guys, Mondays wouldn't be what, Fridays wouldn't be what they are, you know. So much love to you all. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.